Second down and seven as they'll try to keep it on the ground here to Tristan Peterson to start the fourth quarter of play, and the Lake Central defense able to come up with a huge stop as Tristan Peterson getting the carry once again. Crown Point really needing to get a touchdown here, I do think.
All right, so that's going to be third down. Looks like it's
seven, no loss, no gain.
Is going to be third and four again from the seven.
So it'll be third down from the. So it'll be third and goal from the seven. Two receivers to the left, a single receiver to the right. That's Braxton Rice. Jadis will take the waist-high snap. He will look the pass. Outlets the far side of the end zone. And it is caught! Touchdown, Bulldogs! The Bulldogs able to connect with the touchdown. And Smith is able to come up with the reception. So add six to the board. The point after could tie the game. Wow.
Wow is right. That brings the Bulldogs within a point of tying it. That's Tyler Smith on the touchdown pass reception from Jake Jadis.
And here is Zach Zinderwein out for the extra point that would tie the game. It is Plesak to hold. Rock Hobb in the snap. And here is the play after as it is through the uprights and good, and mark up a deadlock here at the burial grounds. 14 all between the Bulldogs and the Indians here in this Class 5A Sectional 1 semifinal contest.
Amazing. 11:17 to go here, and it's all tied up at 14 apiece. Crown Point and Lake Central at the burial ground. The Bulldogs have come back. And we'll be back after this short timeout on USA365.com.
Hi, I'm Kent Lundquist.
And I'm Bill Satterly. Together we bring you 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz on the Feeling of Jazz.
Each week, we bring you music from the biggest names in jazz, like Duke Ellington and Count Basie.
And artists with their own distinct styles, such as Shorty Rogers and Zoot Sims.
So be sure to join us every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore.
You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs football on USA-365.com.
14-14 between the Indians and the Bulldogs here from the burial grounds on the campus of Lake Central High School. 11-17 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Gabor to the left, to the right is Rice, both waiting to return. This Zach Zinderwein kick with the ball on the left hash to the far side. Zinderwein is ready. He'll line the kick to the far left side, and it will be fielded by Rice as Rice is across the 10. He's to the 15, and Rice, with a penalty flag down, he is across the 30, out to the 31. Let's see what the flag is, and maybe coming back as a result of a hold or potentially a legal block on the Indians.
Frank, their last drive, Crown Point covering 75 yards, 10-play drive, 3 minutes and 1 second on that time of possession.
And indeed it is a hold, Dave, on the return team, Lake Central, so that's going to back the ball out to the 20 and take away a pretty nice Brian Rice return.
It was a nice return.
But it was an instigated by a hold, unfortunately. So the ball will come out far hash to the right side. Two receivers in to the near right side. Gowen is a receiver, one of those receivers, right on the numerals. And here is Olin. Olin will actually back out of the shotgun. Does so with an empty backfield. Olin will hand it off and hold everything. It appears we're going to have a false start as Olin handed off to Brandon Scott, one of the running backs in for Lake Central.
Yeah, we haven't seen much of Scott yet in this.
I believe that may have been his first carry that's going to be taken away here by a false start.
Yeah, Scott has primarily been a blocking back there and also the man in motion most of the time. That was his first carry, but that's negated due to a penalty.
So 11 minutes and 7 seconds remaining here for the fourth quarter in a 14-14 deadlock. First and 15 with the ball placed at the 10. Olin will operate underneath center, has Arvanitis in his backfield, and Arvanitis will get the carry. And Arvanitis breaking bringing tacklers with him, and Arvanitis is able to get across the 20 out to about the 22-yard line and pick up 10 yards in the process. So Riley Arvanitis doing what he does best, power rush up the middle.
Yeah, that's good for 7 yards on that play. It'll make it second, make that third and four. Is that right?
Second down and three with the ball on the 22. They need to get the ball to the 26. Arvanitis in the backfield. Olin underneath center. It will be an I formation. There will be kind of an I formation in the backfield. Now here is Arvanitis, and Arvanitis gets the carry, and Arvanitis has first down yardage out near the 30. He's down at the 30, so that's going to be an 8-yard pickup for Riley Arvanitis on the play. So they're depending on Riley Arvanitis to move the ball downfield, and we definitely know about his strengths.
He can certainly chew up yardage, and he can chew up the clock. We've got a tie game here, 14-14.
For both teams, you can't afford to make a mistake. That one mistake can be crucial in terms of who wins this game. Now Olin will operate with an I formation in the backfield. Tailing the eye is Riley Arvanitis. And once again, Arvanitis on first and 10 getting the carry. And Arvanitis is going to get across the line of scrimmage. And it's only going to be a short pickup of 2 out to the 32. Second down and 8 upcoming as we are under 10 minutes remaining for this fourth quarter of play.
Yeah, that time the Crown Point Bulldogs says kind of stuffed him. Well, he still picked up 3 yards there, looks like.
Well, it looks like they're giving him either 2 or 3 yards out across the 30. So it's second.
A long 2 or a short 3.
It looks like a long 2 or short. Well, second and 8, so I think the ball's at the 32. A receiver to the left. To the right, I formation behind Arvanitis, and here is Arvanitis.
Oh, big
carry! Arvanitis is going to be brought down just shy of the first down.
Whoa, who's ball?
Who has
turnover?
It? And let's see who has a turnover. And
it's a fumble recovery for the Bulldogs.
Oh, hold on, is it?
Wait a minute, or is it?
We do not know if there's a fumble. As a matter of fact, Tyler Smith is pleading his case here. And it's not a fumble.
Oh, boy. The Bulldogs defensive team is running off the
field.
Instead,
Arvanitis is going to be ruled down at the spot.
All right.
Now, this would be reviewed in the NFL with instant replay, but there is no instant replay here.
The ball resting at the 38. It's going to be third and two, apparently.
It will be third and two. The crowd coming to their feet here at the burial grounds. Third and two from the 38. They need to get to the 40. Arvanitis, the tail end of the eye, as Lake Central works their offense from right to left. The receiver to the right. Olin underneath center. Olin will hand it off. Give it to Arvanitis, and Arvanitis is going to be stuffed in the backfield. As at that time, Anthony Geisen was able to come up with the coverage. You also had Quentin Kleinberg in on the stop as well. So the defense holding up strong as they are able to stop Arvanitis.
Yeah, gain of 1 there. Looks like fourth and 1 at the Lake Central 38.
And here's what's interesting. Olin is going to be heading back to the huddle. They're going to go for it, Dave. I'm going to say this: they are going to roll the dice here in a big way. So the ball is in Lake Central territory from the 39, fourth and 1. Ball on the left hash to the near sideline. They're going to try to keep this drive alive, and Olin will operate out of the shotgun. Arvanitis tails the eye, and Arvanitis gets the call, and Arvanitis will be stopped in the backfield. Arvanitis stopped, and coming up with the stop that time for the Bulldogs is Connor Andres. Andres extending his arms as he comes out of the pile with it. I don't know if that was a good choice. I may have punted it that time on fourth and 1.
Well, yeah, now you say that.
Well, that was a gutsy call.
It was a gutsy call. I mean, you would think that they could do it. Arvanitis has been a hard-nosed runner, but this time on fourth and short, fourth and 1, the Bulldogs come up with a big stop. And remember, Frank, last week, Crown Point did this twice on fourth down against Bethel to hold off the Valparaiso Vikings. Now Crown Point takes over first and 10 at the Lake Central 37.
Two receivers to the left, double tights to the near right side. A man in motion from left to right. That is Smith, the man in motion. Jadis will drop back deep in the pocket. He will line the pass down the middle, and it is caught by Plezak. Plezak is able to come up with the football out to the 5. Oh, man, first and goal from the 5, and Crown Point is driving here.
Nice play, nice catch there by Plesak coming up in coverage and sets up the Bulldogs first down. And is that first and goal?
First and goal from the 5.
First and goal from the 5-yard line.
So here we are under 7.5 minutes remaining, a 14-14 tie. A receiver to the near right side, receiver to the left on a muddy field here. Crown Point working toward the east end zone. First and goal from the 5, and here is Tristan Peterson as he tries to curl to the left side, and he's going to be met in the backfield. He will be stopped in the by Lake Central. So it's going to be a loss here for Tristan Peterson. So they try to go to Tristan Peterson. They lost yardage on the play, as that is going to bring up second down and goal. They lost 5. The ball will be placed at the 10. A receiver to the right side. Now Downing in motion. Jadis takes the shotgun snap. He's going to lob it to the near right side in the favor of his receiver, and it's caught by Plesak. Touchdown, Crown Point! We have unlocked the deadlock at 20-14. Plesak with a touchdown reception here, and it couldn't be a bigger one at that.
A 4-yard touchdown pass from Jadis to Plesak here with 6:25 to go. And the Bulldogs are up now for the first time in the game, 20-14.
So that will bring on Zach Zinderwein for the extra point. Plesak will hold. Rock Hobman to snap. Zinderwein on. The high snap taken, and it is going to be through the uprights and good. So 21-14. Crown Point has taken the lead for the first time here tonight.
Wow, what a turnaround. Crown Point with a touchdown. Bulldogs lead at 21-14, 6:25 to go, and we'll be back with more after this timeout on USA365.com.
From Sinatra to Streisand, from Josh Groban to Michael Bublé, Diana Kroll to Carly Simon, the Carpenters to Chicago, all the easy listening artists are featured on the internet radio station called TheBreeze.com. That's The Breeze without the E at the end to make it easy for you. For more information, their website is www.thebreeze.com for the world's best easy listening music. You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs football on USA-365.com.
Crown Point with a 21-14 lead now. Zach Zinderwein to kick it off from left to right, too deep for the Lake Central Indians. It is Rice and Gibdorp. So what a game this has been. This has definitely had excitement, but not over yet. 6 minutes and 25 seconds. Gibbor and Rice, the two deep men for Zach Plesak's kickoff. Or pardon me, I should say Zach Zinderwein's kickoff from left to right. So here it is, a line drive kick that sails to the far right side. It will be fielded by Lake Central. And here is Gibnor, and Gibnor is able to return it out to just shy of the 30, out to the 29.
So 6 minutes and 20 seconds remain here in the fourth quarter. And Lake Central has a chance, an opportunity here to come back and try to match that touchdown, try to tie the game. Crown Point obviously going to try to stop that.
And Crown Point's defense has stepped it up over the last couple of drives. So Alec Olin leading the Lake Central offense back on the field. 6 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in this one. Two wides deployed to the near side left. You have Olin out of the shotgun. Olin out of the shotgun. He will hand it off to his running back. Here is Scott. As Scott tries to find running room, and he's sent into a spin, and he's only going to pick up two as he is brought down on the play. Andres with his jersey all muddy there to make the stop. You had Roy Packard there with the coverage as well.
All right, they'll make it second and 8 after that run there by Brandon Scott. I guess that's his first official carry of the game, as last attempt to carry was thwarted by that penalty.
So the ball inside the left hash to the near sideline with a receiver to the left, two receivers to the right, and Olin out of the shotgun. Scott, the running back, flanks him to the right. And here is the shotgun snap taken by Olin. He is going to look to pass. Olin under pressure. Olin rushing to the far sideline, and the pass is going to sail incomplete along the far sideline as he had an intended receiver, and that receiver appeared to be Jake Turgren. So Turgren, the intended receiver, incomplete, third and seven. And I guess the question is, Riley Arvanitis, where is he? Is on the sideline right now.
Yeah, I don't know if they're benching him because he failed to convert on that fourth down running play or what. But we saw the first run by Brandon Scott, then a pass attempt that goes incomplete. Third and seven, a critical third down play for the Lake Central
Indians. Arvanitis is on the sideline. Scott flanks Olin to his left. And here's the shotgun snap as Olin is going to look to pass again. Olin is going to unwind. He's going to sail it downfield, and it is incomplete, out of the reach of his intended receiver, as the intended receiver once again was Turgren, and Turgren, the intended man, incomplete, and Olin raising his hands in frustration. But I want to know where Arvanitis was. Arvanitis, obviously the star attraction since David Yancey went out, but he was nowhere to be found.
So Arvanitis is AWOL here as we get a fourth and seven situation with 5:25 to go. And Smith back deep to receive for Crown Point.
Yeah, Smith is back, and it will be a right-to-left punt by Uzabel. Uzabel applies his right foot, and Smith is able to see it sail right in front of him. It's going to take a favorable Lake Central bounce that in front of their sideline, and they are going to down it across the 30 out to the 26. So with 5:15 on the game clock and a 21-14 Bulldog lead, Crown Point will look to add on here. And adding on, that will probably mean the knockout punch as far as this one goes, if they can get it into the end zone at least.
Yeah, Crown Point holding on to a 21-14 lead here with 5:15 to go, and they're taking it over at their own 26-yard line. So that was a good punt there by Uzabel. No return, obviously, by Crown Point.
I think the key for Crown Point is to add at least three more points, try to make it a two-possession game. 5 minutes and 15 seconds remaining here in this one. It is Jadis out of the shotgun. Peterson flanks him to his left. Jadis takes the snap. He'll hand it off to Peterson, and Peterson is going to be hit as he is able to... Actually, it'll be no loss, no gain. That's going to bring up second down and 10 as we are at the five-minute mark of this fourth quarter.
All right, so the ball's resting there at the 27. A gain of one.
So 21-14. The ball on the right hash to the near sideline. Under 5 minutes remaining. Two receivers in, a receiver to the left, a receiver to the right. Peterson flanks Jadis to his left. Jadis awaiting the shotgun snap. Jadis takes the shotgun snap. He's going to hand it off. Here is Peterson, and Peterson tries to curl the right side, and he is going to be down at the 30, or just shy of the 30. It's going to be a couple yards pickup for Tristan Peterson. So third down upcoming here for the Bulldogs, and nothing more you'd like to do but pick up a first down here.
Yeah, that would be great for Crown Point if they could do that. It would certainly eat up more time. Clock counting down underneath the four-minute mark here in the fourth quarter.
And the ball is on the right hash to the near sideline. Jadis out of the shotgun. To his right is Peterson. A man in motion. It's downing from right to left. And the play fake to Peterson. Jadis rolls the pocket out to his left. He's going to stay on his feet. He has the first down marker in sight. He dives. The question is, does he have the first down?
Yeah, he's very awfully close. He... From dived head first, trying to hit that first down marker.
From this point, it looks like he is inches shy of the first down marker.
Yeah, he had to get out to the 36. He may have only gotten to about the 35 is what it looks like. And they're checking where the ball went down, or where the referees are. Boy, they're really looking at that very close there. With the
chain. For sure, it's going to be fourth and one. And first down, well, Crown Point, move those chains. Apparently, Jadis had enough for the first down. He had the first down marker in sight, almost in clear vision as he was rolling out to the left. And he had enough as he was able to dive for the first down yardage. So move those chains left to right.
So Jadis picks up 7 yards, and it's just enough for the first down. He has got an incredible nose for finding those first downs. We've seen that by Jadis especially here these last several weeks, late in the regular season, and of course last week against Valparaiso here in the playoffs.
And he's done a good job moving the chains as well. He's taking control of games. Jake Jadis has stepped up as a quarterback over the last few weeks. Please echo receiver to the right side. Two receivers in. Now Downey, one of those receivers in motion. Jadis takes the snap and he'll hand it off. Tristan Peterson. Peterson trying to find running room in between the hashes and the numerals. And he is down at the 40 for what will be a 5-yard pickup. And that's going to bring up second down and 5.
Yeah, that time Peterson had a little bit more running room than these 1 and 2 yard runs. I think that was good for a good, maybe 4 yards. It's going to be 2nd and 6.
So given 4 on the pickup and timeout called, I believe, on the Lake Central Indians as they are just trying to get the ball back without Crown Point scoring and hoping to get a chance of possibly tying this game. The only way Lake Central can tie the game is if they hold Crown Point's offense here and put it into the end zone. But Crown Point thinking of holding on to this league and advancing to the Class 5A Sectional 1 title game at either Chesterton or Merrillville next week and defending what was theirs of a year ago, that is the sectional title.
Peterson unofficially in this game with 20 carries now and 90 yards. So he's got that century mark within view.
Receiver to the right. This time it's going to be kind of an offset pistol look, you could say. Jadis out of the shotgun. He has to his right in the pistol, Smith of Peterson, and Peterson's going to be met in the backfield. He is going to be stopped for a loss, as that's going to stop the clock, and the defense calling the timeout, so Lake Central calling yet another timeout. I believe that is their second burn timeout of this half.
I believe you're right on that. I think their first one was just in the previous play, so with 3:05 to go, Lake Central, of course, needs as much time as they can because they don't score very quickly, typically, unless it's by trickery or that 54-yarder that Olin ran off in the first quarter was certainly a surprise play of one form or another.
So third down and 9 for the Crown Point offense as Lake Central hoping that their defense can make one big play here and keep any hope alive for Lake Central to at least tie this game. Of course, the winner goes to either Chesterton or Merrillville, and that game will be played on field turf surface, nothing like what we see here at Lake Central High School.
Yeah, that will be back to a fast field at that point.
Which, of course, if the Bulldogs hold on and win, that should benefit them because they definitely know what it's like to play on the field turf surface. You play on it all year with the exception of a couple of games, including this one. Honestly, it's been a different atmosphere tonight that Crown Point has been used to, but they have stepped it up, especially here in the second half. 3:05 on the game clock here for the fourth quarter, and they lead 21-14, does the Bulldogs. Jadis out of the shotgun, the play fake to Peterson. Now he's going to send the outlet pass, and it sails incomplete as he tried the outlet the far side for his intended receiver. That looks like it was Smith. And as a result, it's going to bring up fourth down with 3:01 left. And for Lake Central, they should get the ball back here, hoping to tie the game.
Yeah, with the incomplete pass, of course, that stops the clock, so LC does not have to expend another timeout. They have one left this half, 3:01 to go here in the fourth quarter. Ground point up 21-14, and getting ready for a punt.
All right, John Gibnor out.
It is blocked.
Oh, and Lake Central is able to come up with a big play. It ended up in the hands of a Lake Central player, or Crown Point player, I should say, but still, it's going to allow Lake Central to have the ball back and in Crown Point field position.
Blocked there at the line of scrimmage. I didn't see who got their hands on it.
No, I did not.
But the ball is resting now at Crown Point territory at the 43-yard line.
So Lake Central with an excellent opportunity here to potentially tie the game. They have the ball inside Crown Point territory. Crown Point needs to keep up the defensive intensity. We have seen this defensive intensity throughout the game. Turgren and Goen, receivers to the near left side, a receiver to the top as well. And Arvanitis is back in the game, Dave. He flanks the quarterback Olin as a running back to the left. And Owen's going to drop back deep into the pocket. He is going to sail it down the middle, going for Goen, and it is incomplete. Goen, the intended receiver. And it was excellent coverage that time on the part of Connor Miller, who out of his free safety spot. Connor Miller, I think, has had a good year defensively, and he was able to make a big play that time.
Yeah, Miller had to really put on the afterburners to catch up because the receiver looked to be open at that point, and he caught up with him to be able to get in the way and disrupt the play.
So second down and 10 with the ball at the 43 of Crown Point. The Lake Central offense on the field, the Crown Point defense looking for a huge stop here against a pretty good Lake Central rushing team. Now here's Olin as he rolls the pocket to the left. He is going to sail the pass, and it is caught by a Crown Point player, but that is going to be out of bounds as Brendan McKinnon had the ball in his hands, but out of bounds. It is not an interception. However, it is third and 10 for the Lake Central offense. One thing that the Crown Point defenses do, they are looking toward their sideline. They are looking toward their sideline, their players, and their fans, and they are waving their arms up, trying to encourage the Crown Point fans to be the 12th man.
Yeah. Here's a little bit of microphone boost here. See if we can pick up the crowd.
So it is third and 10. The ball at the 43 of the Bulldogs. The ball in between the hashes left and right. Two receivers to the left. Now a man in motion, a receiver to the right. Olin will drop back. He is going to look the pass. Olin almost slips on the grass. He almost slips again. Rolled the pocket shortly to the right, looking for an outlet. He's in trouble. He's going to throw the pass for desperation, and it's out of bounds to the sideline. So as a result, that's going to bring up fourth 10. You have no choice but to go for it here.
Yeah, it's do or die here. Fourth down, they only have one timeout left. They know that Crown Point, even going three and out, would eat up at least a minute and a half or two.
And I believe you only have one timeout left if you're Lake Central.
Yeah. So
if you're Lake Central, you only have one timeout left.
At the Crown Point 43, so they've been looking long. They're at least in Crown Point territory if you look at it from Lake Central's perspective. Now, are they taking a timeout here? They are taking a final timeout.
Lake Central has burned what is their last timeout here at the 2:32 mark of this fourth quarter. Central on the verge of dropping potentially this Class 5A Sectional 1 semifinal game. Some people had them favorites, and one can only imagine. If you take a look at Lake Central, it's interesting. Their last home loss, you have to go back to week 8 of last season. It was right here at the burial grounds, obviously. They lost to Maryville 27-24, and since then, Lake Central has been consistent when it comes to winning at home. We mentioned that Lake Central went undefeated at home this year.
Well, Crown Point has come up big defensively. They had a couple of they had that key fourth down stop here several minutes ago. And now here we are again, a fourth and 10.
And this is the game right here, and potentially Lake Central season. Olin will line himself under center. Now he backs out to a shotgun formation. To his right has Arvanitis flanked out. And here is the shotgun snap. Olin's going to look to pass. He almost slips on the glass. Here comes pressure. He's going to throw to the left side and out of the reach of Mike Goen, his intended receiver. Turnover on downs, Crown Point football. And jubilation on the Crown Point sideline. The coaching staff in amazement. And for Crown Point, all they need to do is run a couple plays, and they're in the Class 5A Sectional 1 title game next week.
Yeah, Crown Point takes over at that same 43-yard line, first and 10. And now with Lake Central having exhausted all of their timeouts, Crown Point, there's 2:25
remaining.
They're
not in position to take a kneel down yet.
No, they're going to have to run a few plays.
That's why I said they're going to have to run a couple plays.
Obviously, you do not want to fumble the ball. So hang on to the ball and probably running plays here.
And it's not over yet because we know about the field conditions. Jadis out of the shotgun, first and 10 from the 43. Here is Peterson as he tries to find. Runner breaks the tackle, and he is down at the 45. So that's only going to bring up a pickup of two. However, Lake Central timeout lists here in this game, and the clock will tick to under 2 minutes left. You know, for Crown Point, they're going to take this down. They're going to take the the play clock down as low as they possibly can to try to secure this victory, but it's not won yet.
Yeah, Peterson going wide that time, trying to get some extra yards. He only got about a yard and a half on that play.
They need to get a first down. A first down will conclude matters here tonight. Jadis out of the shotgun on second down and 8 from the 44. He will hand it off to Tristan Peterson, trying to find running room, and he is going to be brought down for a loss of maybe 2 on the play as we come up on a minute and a half remaining in this one. You still need to get that first down, however. Let's see if they try a pass play. Jake Jadis has been pretty solid at times with his right arm.
Yeah, looks like ball's now at the 42 or 43. 42 and
a half. The ball was at the 42, so it was a loss of 2 on the previous play. A lot of muddy jerseys on that field. 2 receivers in on 3rd and 11 with the ball at the 42 and hold everything. We have a whistle and we have an official's timeout. So with a minute 7, the game clock stops and the official's talking something over what it is. I don't have an idea. I mean, your guess is as good as mine as to what these officials are discussing.
Once again, to recap, 30-11 from the 42-yard line. Clock showing 107 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Officials are talking with the Crown Point captains.
I have no idea what this is all about. It's been a crazy game here from the burial grounds. Now the official is going over to the Lake Central sideline, and I think there's a clock issue because St. Germain, it looked like Brett St. Germain was looking toward the press box.
Yeah, more time may have been ticking off that clock. I know there have been some clock issues that I identified earlier in the game where some time was running off after a penalty where no play, the clock should not have been running. Okay, now they're resetting the clock.
All right, so they're resetting it to about a minute 25, and it's ticking down. The play clock is down to 17. You know they're going to get the snap off under 5 seconds. Well, hold on. Now the play clock is back to 25, and the game clock has stopped at a minute 22. I don't know what's going on here. There's a lot of confusion on the field. I'm not quite sure what all of this is about, except that it's 3rd and 11 from the 42
all right,
of the
now,
Bulldogs.
Now the scoreboard shows a minute 30 remaining, and it's stopped currently.
All right.
Okay, now they've started the clock. Okay, and the teams are lined up, ready to go.
They should be able to get this ball snapped with about a minute left. I will say this. They probably will take it to about a minute, snap the ball, and try to pick up the first down yardage that way. A first down will definitely win it here for the Bulldogs. Now Jadis awaits the shotgun snap. He is going to take the shotgun snap, hand off to Tristan Peterson, and he's going to be upended at about the 45-yard line, as that's going to bring us under a minute left. It's going to bring up fourth down. There's nothing Lake Central can do to stop the game clock. Crown Point with the football. I can imagine they're going to take the play clock to about 20 seconds on the play clock. They're going to get it to under about 24 seconds. I'm going to say this. They're going to call timeout here. Try to give Lake Central as little time as possible. So down to 30 seconds, and they're going to call that timeout. Indeed, they do. With, well, the clock's ticking. Somebody better stop the game clock. Finally, it stops.
Yeah, Crown Point takes a timeout here with 25.4 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Of course, Crown Point facing a fourth and, is it four? Fourth and four?
No. It is.
Fourth and eight.
It's fourth down. Lake Central is going to be the recipients of what will be a Zach Plezak punt.
Yeah.
But Lake Central, of course, trailing 21-14 at home. They have not lost the game, as we mentioned, since week 8 of last year against the Maryville Pirates. But Zach Plezak will be coming on the punt. 27 seconds, the game clock has stopped on what has been a great game on a muddy field here at the burial grounds.
All right, so Plesak will be called upon to punt. Remember, his last punt was blocked. It only, you know, they get about 7 or 8 positive yards out of it.
Gabor set to return. The punt sails. over to Gabor, and Gabor is going to curl the right side. He is across the 25 to the 30 and knocked out of bounds at about the 35 as it stops the clock with 17.5 seconds. So Lake Central, well, this is a team, Dave, that is known for the run, but they cannot be thinking run here. They got to be thinking pass and try to get it into the end zone to tie this game up.
All right, so Gabor is successful in returning the ball to the 34-yard line. That's where Lake Central takes over at their own 34, first and 10, here with 17.5 seconds to go in the game. No timeouts. They're trailed by 7.
And the ball will rest on the right hash toward the far sideline. 17.5 on the game clock. Crown Point holding the keys in this one, 21-14. They're hoping to advance to the Class 5A Sectional 1 Championship game next week, but Lake Central for now hoping to have something to say about it. Olin out of the shotgun, three receivers to the left. Olin rolls the pocket to his left. Now outside the numerals, he's just going to have to keep it by himself and run out of bounds for what will be a loss of 4 on the play out to the 31. It stops the clock with 11.6. And right now it's all about the big D word, and that D word is desperation.
That's right. It's 2nd and 13 as Olin runs out of bounds, and the ball resting it now at the Lake Central 31. Olin having to do something, and he had to stop the clock, obviously.
Ball on the left hash to the near sideline. Two receivers in for Olin, who operates out of the shotgun. 11.6. He takes the shotgun snap. Olin rolls to his right. Now steps up. Almost sacked. Olin will break the sack, and he is going to bring it across the line of scrimmage. He's got to run out of bounds and does so with 1.3 on the game clock.
Wow.
As he's out of bounds at the 40, and now you got to be thinking end zone or bust, and you do it with the air attack.
Well, he tried to do what he could. I mean, he was looking around for receivers, but he was under tremendous pressure. He had to keep from getting tackled, because if he was tackled, that would have run out the clock.
All right, so here's what we have. Third down and 5 with the ball at the 35 of Lake Central. 1.3 on the game clock. 21-14, Crown Point with the lead. Three down linemen. They sent everybody out. Three down linemen, one linebacker, everyone else playing the outfield. Olin Tate drops back. He's going to look to unleash, unwind, and he is going to go deep down the right side, not even near the end zone, and it is picked off, intercepted by the Bulldogs, and you can call it a game here from the burial grounds. Coming up with the set, coming up was Cody. Trying to see who came up with that interception.
I thought it was 29, but I may have misread that number.
Well, Crown Point has pulled it off, a 21-14 miraculous win over the Lake Central Indians. And they head on to the Class 5A Sectional 1 Championship game. They will play to defend what was theirs from last year, and that is the sectional title. So, Dave, we're back at it next week.
Yes, USA365.com continues on the roll with the Crown Point winning ways. We'll be going to the sectional championship game at either Merrillville or Chesterton High School next Friday. And we invite you to join us. All of you who are listening, thank you for joining us. Crown Point wins it tonight 21-14. We'll be back with all of the final statistics and game highlights right after these words on USA-365.com. Tonight's Internet radio broadcast of Crown Point High School football is a production of USA-365.com Sports and Meyer Multimedia Services. It's brought to you thanks to a great partnership with a dedicated team of volunteers who work tirelessly to bring you these broadcasts each week. But we've got a special need and a special request for you, our listeners. We are asking you to help us cover our operating costs, including the IHSAA broadcast rights fees this postseason, by sending us a one-time donation via the PayPal link on our website, www.usa-365.com. Our goal in this one-time appeal is to raise $300. If you can even send a small gift of $5, $10, or $20, your gift would help us a lot in covering our costs. USA-365.com is providing the hometown live internet radio broadcast for Crown Point High School football since the 2004 season. That makes us the voice you can trust and depend on for accurate and entertaining play-by-play sports coverage. Please help us continue this coverage through the IHSAA playoffs by going to our website at www.usa-365.com. Click on the PayPal button to send your donation. With your support, we're confident we can make it happen. That's www.usa-365.com. And thanks again for joining us for our live coverage of Crown Point High School football.